So many times I get a question. I want to talk to mom, dad, grandma. Are they okay? Are they okay? Are my loved ones okay? And the answer is always yes. Welcome, my loves. I'm so glad you're here. My name is Ingrid H. Turner. I'm a psychic medium. I'm a psychic development teacher. And I'm a mystic and a poet. It's my job to help you let go of boring and be outrageous. So I serve a very specific kind of human. I'm here for the misfits, for the black sheep, or the rainbow sheep, if you will. I'm here for the creatives, for the intuitives, for the healers. I'm here for those of you who never quite found your place, never quite found your niche, where you never quite felt like you fit in. You always were a little bit apart. Doesn't mean you had necessarily a really hard time or were like martyred or outcasted or anything like that. It just means that you kind of went, ooh, I don't fit here. And that, my love, is because you are here blazing a new fucking trail. This earth is full of paradigm shifters. And if you resonate, you are in the right place. And I'm here to help you let go of your conditioning, to tap you back into your magic, your psychic gifts, your creativity, and get you on your stage, as big an audience as you can handle, with your intuitive and your creative gifts. You are here to be of service through the vehicle of your passion. You are the fucking game changers. You are the ones who are not going to settle for any kind of cubicle, suburban, white picket fence, everything the same every fucking day. No, no, no. You're here for something new and different. Thank you for showing the fuck up. Thank you for being here. And if that resonates with you, my love, give me a follow. Let's go into it. What are we talking about today? I've got a big thing happening in my life. Well, my son has a big thing happening in his life. I have a 17-year-old. He's very nearly grown. He was with me full-time his entire childhood, so I was a single mama, and we are extremely close and bonded. He's now living with his papa, and I'm really glad for that because his dad wasn't around during childhood, and so he didn't have that. And now he's got his dad, and they're really doing well. They're living together. They're forming a relationship. They're super close. They adore each other. It's very, very cool. But the person who was around all of my son's childhood was his Nana, which was his dad's mom. Even when his dad couldn't be there because he was wrestling with what he was wrestling with, his Nana was there. He always had a connection to his dad because he had a connection to his Nana. Well, his Nana's dying. She's making her transition. He called me today to let me know that she's unresponsive and really, really soon she's going to be moving to the other side. So I want to talk about death and dying and what happens after we die as I have received it directly from Divine Spirit over the years that I have been doing psychic readings and mediumship and connecting with my own loved ones and my clients' loved ones and random loved ones as sometimes they come in and dive bomb me with all kinds of fun information. And it's also part of my poetry. You can see my poetry book back there. It's my latest one. It's called Bitch, A Reclamation. You can go to my bio and go to my Amazon author page and get yourself a copy. A lot of it is channeled and some of it comes from spirits in this channeling process. But anyway, so before I get into what the hell happens after we die and tell you exactly what you need to know about that, can we take a moment and share prayers and love and energy for my son? His name is Joey. For my son's papa, his name is Jeremy, and their family, and everybody who is going to grieve the loss of Nana when she passes. And if you could leave your comment and your prayer to anchor it in, to really cement that intention, I would really appreciate that. It's hard for this mama to watch my beautiful child go through such a hard life thing. I'm grateful to be here in the area for him and to support him, but it ain't fun. It ain't fun to watch that sadness in that boy. So please share your prayers and your love and pray. And I'd also like you to bring your attention to Nana Her name is Diane, as she makes her transition from the body back to grace. That this is as easy as possible for her. And she's able to move through this process with love and support from all of us. And thank you so much for your prayers and sharing your prayers for my family, my son's family, his beautiful Nana. Oh, makes me a little weepy. However, death is not the end. And I know this better than anyone, almost, because I'm connected with it all the time. But that doesn't mean it's not hard. Connecting with your loved one outside of a body is not the same as having them in a body. It's just not. And we can acknowledge that and celebrate that we have the ability to connect with our loved ones who are not in the body anymore. You can do it. You can learn mediumship. If you're here and you're attracted to my energy, then you can do it. And you can talk to people like me, who are very often able to connect with your loved ones to bring through these messages. But I thought it was a good opportunity to address one of the most common questions I get as a psychic medium. So many times I get a question, I want to talk to mom, dad, grandma. Are they okay? Are they okay? Are my loved ones okay? And the answer is always yes. It's always yes. You need to understand that there is no hell, no eternal hell. The notion of eternal hell is not a thing. That is just generations of fear-mongering. Hell, as you understand it, is a control tactic for humans. It is not a real thing. Even the worst behaved human does not go to eternal hell. What does happen is something I call an integration process, a detailed integration process. And side note, during this time, our loved ones are not available for channeling when they are going through this integration process. All of their attention is on that integration process. So what is that? An integration process is essentially, the way I understand it, the way it's been given to me, a full experience, like re-experiencing or experiencing every single moment of your life. Now, normally we would expect this to happen right after someone dies, but remember, time doesn't work the same way here as it does in all of creation. We are experiencing time as a linear ABC, past, present, future, but that is only because it is a symptom of our experience of separation from the divine. It is just an experience. It's an illusion. It's not what's actually happening. So this integration process could take effect anytime somebody, after somebody has transitioned from their body and has moved on to the afterlife, right? So when we die, every single moment of our human experience, it's like we are present for it all over again, with all the feelings, our feelings, but also the feelings and experiences of everyone we have touched throughout our lived experience, for better or worse. So if you've spent a lot of your time in life making people feel crappy, doing not so great things, that might be a certain type of hell. But that's not a eternal damnation hell. It's a full experience of your own pain, your own suffering, and that which others experience as a result of your choices in this lifetime. Conversely, your own love and compassion and joy and other, what others have experienced in this lifetime. Now, here's the thing you have to I really want to drive home to you, is this is not about judgment. This isn't about right or wrong, good or bad, punishment or reward. It is just experience. It's just experience. And that is really hard for some people to grasp. And the reason is because humans are pretty fear-based, especially in this last paradigm. We're moving away from that paradigm, but a lot of times people are pretty fear-based. They want to latch onto an ideology. They want to know there's some sense of like fairness and structure in creation, but there really isn't. It's just experience. And you can look at karma For example, karma, we tend to think of it in simplistic terms of like, do good things and good things will happen to you. Do bad things and bad things will happen to you. But it's not about right and wrong, good and bad. It's about experience. If you are experiencing something negative or perpetuating something negative, you're going to experience the other side of that because we're here for the whole spectrum of the human experience. And this is what we are integrating when we move into the afterlife or when we go towards the afterlife. Okay. Now, remember how I said time is not a thing. And there's no such thing as linear time. Everything is in the present moment. Your birth, your death, your middle of your life, everything is happening now, 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 now. This concept of linear time, past, present, future, is an illusion. It is not real. But not only is everything in your lived experience happening right now, but there are countless versions of you splayed across creation. And every version of you is having a different experience, a different experience, a different possibility for your lifetime. And all of that is being integrated. Every possible permutation of your experience. You see why it's such an intense process. They bring it through to me as a very intense, sort of intensive process. And that process is more challenging for the times that you were not present for your experience. So if you're spending a lot of time checked out in the future tripping or ruminating on the past, or you're not allowing yourself to feel your damn feelings, you're stuffing and running and dodging and doing everything you can to avoid your uncomfortable experiences, that makes this integration process more intense. Not bad. It's not about pain. It's not about suffering. It's about experience. It's all about experience. And reiterating again, it's not right or wrong. It's just experience. We all reap what we sow, but that's not a punishment or a reward. It's just is. It just is. Now, once we've gone through this integration process, and it takes as long as it takes, we experience it all kinds of different time frames. I have experienced it all kinds of different timelines and time frames, but it takes what it takes. And then after that process, we merge back into grace. We become one with the infinite and source energy again. So then when I'm bringing through your loved ones who have gone through this integration process, they are coming through as God in the form of your loved ones. And that's why they don't have the baggage anymore that they had in the body. You are experiencing the purest essence of your loved ones because they've gone through the integration. They've released everything that they need to release. They've felt everything they need to felt. They've had it all, and they've merged back to grace. And then they come through with nothing but love. And you can feel it when you're connecting with your loved one through a medium, or if you've ever connected with your loved one on your own. And you probably have. You're here, aren't you? You feel it in your heart. You feel the love. You know it's truth in the moment because it is undeniable in your heart. And that is the love of God coming through to you as the incredible balm of your loved ones, your family, your friends. Fuck yes. It's a nice experience to be able to channel loved ones, to be able to connect. And I know it's not the same as connecting with our loved ones in a body. I know it's not. But it's something. I tell you, it's an experience. Now I want to talk about ghosts for a minute. We can get stuck during our transition. What keeps us stuck here, instead of moving into the integration process and moving back into grace, is attachment. And that's why I like to send love and support to anybody who I know who is making that transition process. There's never any good reason for a human to stay here without a physical body. And that's what a ghost is. A ghost is a continuation of your physical experience without a physical body. And that is frustration station. It is so frustrating and so limiting to be in the physical world without a physical body. You and the physical body have complete domain in this world. A ghost does not. Now, when I encounter a ghost, and I encounter them often, I will check in with them and I'll say, hey, are you ready to move along? Did you know you can leave? And I always speak to them because ghosts can't read our mind because they're not omniscient. They're not divine spirit. They're not merged back in creation. They're still humans, but without a body. And so you speak. And because I'm psychic and intuitive, I can feel their answer. I can feel their response. Sometimes they're ready and sometimes they're not. And guess what? Because they have free will, just like the rest of us, if they're not ready to move on, if they still have attachment here, I let them be. Sometimes in an incarnation, we're going to spend time as a ghost. And when they are ready to move on, I have a helper on the other side. And we work together and we help move these ghosts along and get them on their journey, moving back to grace through the integration process. This integration process is not painful. It's not a challenge. It's just an experience. But it is intensive. But it's not bad. It's not wrong. It's not a challenge. It's not reward or benefit. Reward or punishment, rather. It just is. We're going to go into Q&A now, shifting gears. Okay. Is this like a life review from a different perspective to learn? That's a really good question. You could call it a life review. They don't like that word the way it comes through me. It's an integration because it's not about a review and a lesson and a learning because we're not really here to learn. Because there's no test, there's no goal, it's just experience. So it's just integrating your experience. Now here's what you need to understand though, what we are doing here. In this life, we are on the leading edge of creation. Every single experience that we have is expanding creation. And so when you show up for that integration process, when we go through the integration process, it is ensuring the expansion of creation. The ever expansion of creation, that creation continues. But I like to encourage people to let go of the learning lessons, passing a test, being graded, that kind of a thing, because it ain't about that. It's never been, it's never gonna be about that. We do learn, but it's more about learning for the sake of fun, not learning in order to achieve something. I hope that helps, that makes sense to you. Thank you for that great question. Sometimes I see 3 years ahead of time and these things will happen. That's something called claircognizance, honey. Claircognizance is called clear knowing. Although you just say see. So when you're seeing, claircognizance, prophecy. That's the word I'm looking for. When you're having prophetic understandings, you're seeing what's going to happen in the future. That's called prophecy. Man, why would a spirit intervene in a visualization, manifestation, meditation? Because on some level you asked it to. Well, there's two things that can happen there. If it's a benevolent, loving, serviceful spirit, because you asked for that, it's here to help. If it's a darker entity, then you're not protecting yourself enough. I did CNA work. When our people would go, we always opened a window. Beautiful. Any kind of ritual that you have in place to help a spirit move on from this physical world is really beneficial. Remember that it is not the ritual itself, it's your faith, it's your intention. That's how powerful we are as creators, setting your intention to assist this beautiful human in moving back to grace, moving back into spirit. Seeing a small, quick star is a spirit saying hi. Is that what your intuition says? I would trust that, honey. How do you explain awakening? What a great question. I had a spiritual awakening close to 10 years ago now. And if you want to know all about that, I go into this story in detail on episode 1 of the Mystic Bitch Show. You can find the whole podcast and binge it on my bio in my Stan store. I just link to it on Spotify. Episode 1, I talk about my past, my history, and my awakening and how I came into this work. A spiritual awakening is a temporary experience. We blast open and we have total and complete understanding of the divine. It all makes sense. It's all full of joy and love. And it just, you just doesn't feel any better. It's absolutely nirvana, but we don't stay there. An awakening occurs and then we slowly come back down into our human experience. Then it is up to us to apply what we learned in our awakening experience and put it into practice. to continue to grow and expand into our highest expression because of what we know from our spiritual awakening. We can have several of these in our lifetimes. I think one tends to be the most dramatic, and then we have ones that show up kind of over and over again in our life to give us new information, to give us a new understanding of all of it. And then we implement it. Spirit says to me that enlightenment is not a destination. It is a lifestyle. It's a practice. How can you ignore someone's energy? If I'm at work, I don't want to feel their emotions. Oh, baby, I feel you there. You are an empath, or clairsentient is the other word for it. Empaths and clairsentients absorb the energy and emotions of other people. And here's the thing, you are truly absorbing it. You're feeling it like it's your own. It's an incredible gift because you are the healers of the psychic world. And you are, it's like your diagnostic tool. You know exactly what's going on with somebody when you can really feel it. But because we're not taught how to manage it, we can get bowled over by it. It can be really intense and it can really hamper us, make us really full. You need protection exercises and you need clearing exercises. I have really good tools for empaths in my psychic development starter bundle, which you can get from my stand store. Folks, it's $8. I give you all the basics of for developing your psychic gifts in $8 digital bundle. I've been doing this for 10 years. I have taught dozens of students to tap into their intuition. Some of the most incredible mediums I know, I got to have the pleasure of teaching and mentoring at some point in their career. And it's all in my psychic development starter bundle. This is important to me. I want you to trust yourself and tap into your gifts. And there's a one exercise in particular in that bundle called the energetic wetsuit that I think you should go and get. We don't have time to go into it on this podcast, but go get that and you're going to find that those tools really help you and your beautiful empathic little self. It's also going to help you develop your other psychic gifts and learn how to clear out energy, which is very, very important. I dream other people's memories, sometimes not from this century. How do you know if this means anything? You are likely traveling. If you are experiencing things in your dreams, other centuries, other, you know, memories, and it feels as real as if you're awake, like right now, then you're astral traveling. Your conscious, not just your conscious, your astral body is moving to those locations. If you know it's a dream and it's not as, you know, kind of real, it's more of like a sepia tone, then you're projecting your consciousness. When we're asleep, we can do all kinds of fun traveling. Set your intention for what you want before you go to bed. Watch how that changes things, if you want it to change. How do I control or turn off my clairsentience? If you try and turn off your clairsentience, it's only going to cause you more problems. And I get it. I'm very clairsentient too. And it's a pain in the ass when you don't know how to control it. And you control it by learning how to protect yourself, learning how to clear yourself, and learning how to not take it all on as your own, learning how to identify what is yours and what is not yours. And simply a check-in, how much of this is mine, is going to give you a pretty good indication of how much of this is yours, these emotions and energies that you're trying to process are yours or not. Go to my stand store in my bio, get my psychic development starter bundle. That has all the tools you need to manage, control, and really use your clairsentience. Use it as the gift it is for you instead of allowing it to control you. It's $8, folks. It's a $108 product. I'm selling it for $8 for you because you're my babes. This is fucking important. You are aligned with me. So go get it. 2 days before something bad happens, I get a nervous feeling. So that's claircognizance, clairknowing. You know something's going to happen. It's one of the most challenging gifts to have because you can't tie it to anything. All right. You'll know if you need to tell somebody about it because your intuition will nudge you in that right direction. Sometimes that's part of being psychically gifted, is you know things and there's nothing to be done about it except you know it. So try and honor and find appreciation for your gifts and let go of the need to make it more than it is. That's something that we do a lot when we're newly coming into our gifts, is we feel like every psychic interaction must mean something, like it must have a deeper meaning, but it doesn't necessarily. Your psychic gifts are like your physical senses. You see, you hear, you smell, you taste, you feel. But just because I'm sitting here dialoguing with you and answering your questions, if the refrigerator starts humming, I can hear it. I might have a momentary pull towards it. Oh, the refrigerator's humming, but it doesn't mean anything. I know when something needs my attention, whether it's in the physical world or in the intuitive world. And I want you to trust yourself so that you know as well. Can we all go into the Akashic Records? Yes. If you develop your psychic skills, your gifts, you can do anything you want. The Akashic Records are not off limits or only available for certain people. Some people simply resonate with going to the Akashic Records and pulling it and getting information that way. I personally never cared to really explore it much. My information just comes straight from spirit. That's how I like to bring it through. I don't feel that, but there's nothing wrong with that. A lot of people, really amazing intuitives I know, use the Akashic Records to great effect. So if you want to access the Akashic Records, develop your psychic gifts. And I'll say it again, my Psychic Development Starter Bundle is a really good place to start. It's helping a lot of people. Okay, my loves, well, that seems to be it. And I'm ready for dinner. My darling has cooked us a meal that I'm pretty excited to get into my mouth. So same time next week. Love you so much. I will see you soon. Big love to you.